Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
All right.
So wait, me and you, Matt, are going to play pickleball, and that's going to determine who wins
the Red River rivalry. Yeah. Have you ever played pickleball before?
I have.
Okay. This will be interesting.
Have you?
I've played one time.
One night.
I like my chances.
Well, what a
really cocky laugh from the snake.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may have to remind me of the rules a little bit.
I know. The rules are so confusing. Tennis. It's okay, though. Okay. And then we can get on the tennis court, play a little tennis afterwards.
No.
We can hit all the racket sports.
All right. I'll play you in racquetball.
Okay. If Texas A&M ever won a national championship, would their fan base literally explode and float off into the ether of happiness and be the most pleasant fans ever? Or would they become even more insufferable than they already are? That is from Philip.
Well, of course, it's the latter option.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see the reaction.
I think that there is something to, like, when the Cubs won. You know, and that's whatever, I can't remember the years, but, you know, 100 years, basically, let's say. And it, I didn't know many of them, but I didn't, and again, I'm not close to the situation, and maybe, like, you know, Bob would have a different story because he's from that area and he may know more people. But I found them to be incredibly happy and not like, yeah, that's right, that's what we do, because it was so... You never thought it would happen. And I feel like A&M, and I get it, they're notorious for having an insufferable fan base. But I also feel like in the back of their minds, they think it's never going to happen. And when it finally did, maybe they would be pleasant. Maybe they'd be like, I just can't, I won't ask for anything more the rest of my life, and we're all good. Thank you very much.
I doubt it.
I don't know. That's a really good question, because I think you'll have some, of course, that will act like that, and some that will be insufferable. And that's fine. That's probably, I'm sure there were some Cubs fans that, to some, were very, very unpleasant after they won, because...
I mean, you're talking about, because I heard letters from listeners this morning on my drive-in that they do on the Musers, and they had one from an Aggie who wanted to point out to Craig that he always says they only have one 10-win season in 26 years, but they would have won 10 games in the COVID year. And they say that all the time. I mean, this is a fan base that they bring that up constantly. Well, and you know what? They're probably right. If they'd played 12 games that year, they probably would have won 10, but they didn't. Right. So it's still factually correct. You have one 10-win season in 26 years. And the fact that they had the third or fourth best record in the SEC since they joined, I laughed out loud in my car hysterically. I was like, do some research. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that they don't really have anything to stand on at all. Ever, like, in the history of their program, but there are the beer muscles, right? Like that guy, there are beer muscles, but I do think in the back of their mind, they feel like that they're just, something is going to happen to derail, whether it's this year or in the future years, and they're not going to win. And I do think that there is something to, if you finally do win, it's just like, you just kind of fall on the bed and you're like, oh God.
It could be, you could be right. I mean, it seems so far-fetched, and it's so bizarre for that program especially. Like, that program has got to be the most underachieving program of any, because the money is there, the talent is there, there's no reason why they Jimbo had the highest-rated recruiting class of all time and couldn't sniff a playoff. It makes no sense.
No, and it dates back 100 years.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's not like a recent, just because you have money, I mean, They've always had the infrastructure. It's not a new thing.
Right.
It hasn't worked. Okay. This is from Mitch. He says, I was on a plane the other day and the flight attendant was this incredibly hot woman. And I felt terrible for her because it was a plane full of guys and all eyes were on her the whole time. Guys were being way too nice and too flirty and she was just trying to do her job. He asks, is that the worst job for someone that hot that they can't go anywhere to escape the dudes?
Just only to their seat for a little bit before they have to go back up and down the aisle to...
I think if you are a very attractive female and you work in a predominantly male business, whatever that happens to be, that's got to be no fun.
There is something to that, though. Like, I mean, there are really, really good-looking waitresses, right? Like,
right.
Hundreds of restaurants in DFW. But on a plane, you are so confined.
Right.
At least in a restaurant, you can walk around. You can go to the kitchen or whatever. And like you say, Donovan, you can go to where you can sit for a minute, but your job is to walk up and down the tiny aisle.
And slowly also. You have to, you know, with the drinks and get the orders and all that. It's not like it's a, oh, we can serve this pretty quickly and I can sit down and get out of this. No. And then let's just say you're going to Vegas and everyone's there to kick it and party and
they want
to
have a
just
good time.
Getting excited. And that's just the beginning of it.
Your buddy is sitting in first class and you're not, and you text him to let him know, wow, this flight attendant coming up by you is super hot.
Yes.
Who would ever do anything like that?
I don't know.
That seems gotta be strange. The worst, dude. That has got to be the worst. Sorry.
And your buddy texts back, I know, I was about to text you the same thing. And she was.
I heard. Yeah, it's just a story that's being told.
The description.
Yeah, from the story. That we're telling.
From Clint. Trading away players won't stop your fandom, but is there a player, well, I mean, we've seen it kind of has, but is there a player your favorite team could sign that would make you stop being a fan? He says, I was a Lakers fan until LeBron joined. I switched to the Mavs that year because of Luka. Now I'm just waiting for the decision part 3.
Man.
Oh no. What a terrible, terrible thing for him.
I don't know. There's players that I haven't liked.
Dion tested me. I didn't like Dion very much.
I remember
when he was with San Francisco.
Right.
And it really, I mean, I guess it in Atlanta, I didn't really care. But when he went to San Francisco and it affected my Cowboy fandom at the time, I hated him. Like, he was my most hated player in the NFL. And then the next year, he's on the Cowboys.
Okay.
And I loved him.
Like, when they brought in Kyrie, I was like, okay, this is, I mean, how's this going to work? But it wasn't enough, and he's been great, and that's part of it. When the Stars signed Corey Perry, I was like, what the hell is this? Sean Avery was probably worse when they signed Sean Avery. Right. Remember that debacle of an experiment?
Yes, probably a couple players from the Stars that tested. Like, only players that I really don't like in the NBA, and that would really test me because I'm such a big Mavs fan. I've never liked Chris Paul, and I've never liked Russell Westbrook. And if the Mavericks signed those two, I don't think I'd stop cheering, but man, I don't know if I could root for those two dudes.
Devin Booker?
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
Yeah, that would test me a lot.
That'd be tough. You know, Greg Hardy really affected my Cowboy fandom. You guys were talking about that, right?
I brought that up because I was like, man, when the Cowboys signed Greg Hardy, it was one of those things where I was like, what are you doing? But I still rooted for the team. I had conversations with my friends about that. Like, how do you justify, like, we're huge Cowboys fans, but they signed this dude that nobody wants around as a despicable human. And then it became, okay, well, maybe he'll have a horrible year and suck, but the team will still do good. But it's a weird, like, you try to find ways, like, it'll be okay if this happens, but he sucks.
I wonder if Charles Haley rubbed people the wrong way when he got here.
Rubbed himself the wrong way.
You know, we didn't know enough. We didn't know the full story.
Yeah, you know what? Like, that's probably, it wasn't known too big as far as all the things that he's done. I'm sure the team did, and they didn't care or thought they could work around it. But it wasn't until later until we found out. Now you're right about that.
Yeah. Hardy really bothered me a lot. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And it ended up being beyond useless.
Did you know anything about Josh Hamilton before he signed here with the Rangers?
Yeah, that was a big story, but I mean, look, if you're going to overcome a crack addiction or whatever it was, it's like more power to you. It was not like he was in domestic violence or anything like at the time. I don't remember, right? It was just crack.
Right, yeah, it was just drugs, and he had relapsed a couple of times, and there had been stories of that. But then, of course, I don't know, everybody has their own faults. It's I don't know. It that's an interesting question because it would depend on, like you said, there are guys that I just can't stand, but I don't know anything about them because I'm not actively following them.
You just don't like them, right?
Right. I just, like, Russell Westbrook's a great example. I don't like that guy, but maybe if he was on the team, I don't think I'd still like him. But I wouldn't.
And everyone
hate
talks
the Mavs
about how
because of that.
But a really good dude he is off the court, as far as charitable right. stuff and all that. And I don't want to know that because I feel like it fuels me to not like the guy.
What's the guy's name for Duke, the three-point shooter, the white guy that
Grayson
tricks
Allen?
Everyone?
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
Yeah, I can't either.
But what if the Mavs trade for Grayson Allen today?
Like they trade Cooper Flagg for Grayson Allen?
Oh, no, yeah, let's not get extreme.
Well, I mean, you'd get a first-round pick, too.
Yeah, that's true. That would really bother
because
me, Donovan,
defense
if they
wins
got
championships,
and then it'd be okay. Yeah,
yeah right.
And what better defense than the trip guys that run by you?
Dudes off that old Spurs team that I couldn't stand either. That would bother me if they ended up Mavericks.
Yeah, Bruce Bowen.
Yeah,
never liked him.
No, couldn't stand him. From Stacy, good morning, Snake. My birthday falls on Texas OU week every year. I've never been, but excited to be going this year. Can you give me pro tips, like time to get there, parking, what not to wear, and how to navigate the scene after? Well, first off, this year it's 2:30, so typically 99% of the time it's an 11 o'clock kick, or at least in the last 25 years.
That'll never happen again now that they're in the SEC.
No, I mean, as long as they're good. You know, I mean, there's obviously times when they've both been down that it's been an afterthought nationally, but as long as they're good, it'll be a 2:30 game. If you're going, get there 3 hours early, because if you don't, you're going to be stuck trying to park forever. Like it is, and you can take public trans as well. You can take the train down there. I've never done that, but I hear that's pretty easy. It may be a little tougher to get out of there. As far as what to wear, as little as possible because it's hot.
Hey
as
now.
Balls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wear as little as possible, honey.
You know what I can't figure out? And it's everywhere, no matter what game you go to. But that look of the girls wearing cowboy boots with shorts.
With the skirts or the shorts, yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what?
You mean,
wait, what?
When it's so hot.
Oh,
the
okay.
Cowboy boots look.
But everyone says that it's really comfortable.
Right. You put your minis in him.
Mini what?
Bottle.
Just looks so incredibly uncomfortable. And
I think it looks
great. Look, I love it. Looks great. You look awesome. Good for you. But
I don't have to worry about
just wear
comfort.
Something comfortable because you're going to be walking forever around the fair. Wear tennis shoes.
Are you excited about the new concourses at the Cotton Bowl to see?
Did you go in? Did you check it out?
No, I have not.
I haven't either, and yes, I'm super excited.
You don't have a suite this year?
Ultimate game changer. Do they have suites there?
They do now with the upgrade.
They have suites?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I don't think that's part of it.
Well, I am about 80% sure that I saw a news story about suites, but I could be wrong. Maybe they were talking about the bowl cotton instead of
the
cotton bowl.
I will never... ever sit in a suite at that game. Not
unless invited.
In hell. No way. That's not a suite game.
It's his phone starts blowing up right now. Hey, man. Got a suite option for you.
Sell out.
I'm like, no pictures in the suite. We can't take any pictures.
He's out in the crowd. Is that photoshopped?
But, awesome. Yeah, just wear something comfortable. Get there 3 hours early. Parking, dude, it's a crapshoot. Good luck. That's all I can say on that.
I mean, that's where if you see someone with an orange flag to say park here, you might just want to take it. The first one you see,
yeah.
And just walk wherever you're going to walk because it is so incredibly crowded.
And don't think for a second. Don't be like, oh, my God, like this just looks safe.
Looks suspect. It looks suspect, but that's where you need to park.
Exactly. It's all the same. Oh, my God. So, Davey, I can't believe he's doing this. So, Davey's got a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to the fair, on Saturday.
No way.
Yes.
He knows there's a game going on, right?
I yelled at him. This was off the air. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not in charge, man. And I'm like,
does she know
there's a game in charge? This is the dumbest idea.
Yeah, what about the next day? What about Sunday?
Like, she's aware. The person in charge is aware it's Texas OU, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Go Dave.
Now, and I think that
are they going?
I think their excuse, their excuse is it'll be fine during the game. And I'm like, bro, you have no idea what a nightmare it is
to find a parking spot, right?
Even in the game, there's still like people. There's people that go there just to be around the atmosphere that can't get into the game.
And let's just say you're going to wait until because kickoff is 2:30, right? We're going to leave the house at 2 o'clock because we want to get there while the game is starting, and maybe the fair is 90,000 people less crowded, which is true. Where are they going to park?
Dude, I've told him this is the worst idea ever, but he just keeps throwing his hands in the air like, I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge.
They're going to have to walk from the station. He's better off parking at the station and just walking to the fair.
You just take the DART, have it drop you off right at the entrance.
Oh, God.
It's the one day DART has a purpose.
Let's see. Any funny or interesting moments that have happened to you on your way from the parking lot to the Cotton Bowl for the game? DPD Texas Farm says, I once saw a guy in a Texas Tech hoodie fight both a Texas and OU fan
what
before
is
getting
he
arrested
doing?
By DPD.
Yeah, I've seen some fights for sure.
Why is he wearing his Texas Tech hoodie?
I don't know, man.
He's got to represent.
Yeah, he's dude, like, all right, who's going to fight me? These two guys, let's go.
It's not just that game. Like, I went to the TCU-SMU game, and there was like 5 or 6 guys walking together wearing Arkansas shirts. I'm like, what?
I don't understand. Yeah. I'm
looking for trouble. Just looking
that.
For it.
Like, there's no point to it.
No.
No.
I do not
no,
get
whatsoever.
That's the one time that Texas and OU will go, you know what? Let's kick Texas Tech dude's ass together.
Right, just
well, we'll be upset at each other about the game, but right. we have a common interest right now.
Like, you're going to the game, and you're going to have a, you're like, you got a ticket, you're going to have fun. Why can't you just wear neutral?
Just wear a shirt and shorts.
Dude, at every Cowboy game, and you guys know this, every single Cowboy game, there will be the rant, and probably every NFL game.
Yes.
The random, if the Cowboys are playing Carolina this weekend, there's going to be a guy there wearing a
Steelers,
Seattle Seahawks
right.
jersey.
And it's every sporting event. If you go to a Mavs Warriors game, yes. there's someone in Rockets gear. And I'm like, you don't have to wear that to a game.
I've never understood that.
Me either, man. Only time I understand it is when they're in London and you don't get games over there often. So if you want to rep your team because the Steelers right. and the Vikings are playing in London and you love the Jaguars, go right ahead. That's fine.
Yes.
But
yes.
not at someone else's stadium. I just don't get it. And I will continue to call those people out because it needs to be done.
Other tips, wear sunscreen. Wear sunscreen to the game. That's
yep.
it.
Yep. All right, Snake. All right, thank you so much.
Right, we'll see good stuff,
Corby. Thank you, P1s. We always appreciate that. The Birdhouse is every Wednesday at 11:30 with Corby. Lunchtime with the Invasion right around the corner. We come back. Let's talk about those Cowboys. And, yep, I think I finally believe Jerry. We'll talk about that next. Here, ticket.